The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I heard you wanna chat with your girl, chat with your girl, chat with your girl, chat. Business and beauty, come and confess how you make your money and say yes to the guest.
What's up, guys? I'm so excited. Today we have one of the most gorgeous friends of mine to ever be in my life. And she's a friend. She's a mompreneur, boss ass bitch, stunning all the time. Please help me welcome Kristen Dominique.
Hi, Patrick. I'm so happy to be on here.
Girl, we have known each other for so long. And I feel like this is just like another conversation because we always have conversations. We'll like catch up in our crazy busy lives. And then we'll like get back together and be like, oh my God, how are you? How's the business? What's up? What's new? And we were neighbors. We collabed back in the day in 2014.
I've been in your videos. Mm-hmm.
Videos. We've traveled the world together, bitch.
We met each other at, when we were traveling with the brand. It was my first brand trip with Tarte, remember?
Mm-hmm. It was just crazy. And I think I was like, kind of in and out of the Ipsy Studios, and you were filming there all the time. And then I remember a fond memory is like always talking like to you, and then Caesar always giggling because I was always so stupid and just acting cut up. And then we would get food after or something. Caesar's a foodie too, your husband. And I'm watching Jaden, your son, grow up was so cool, from a little boy to now being like taller than you.
Yeah, he's going to be 14. It's so crazy.
Kristen Dominique is an influencer superstar, 1 million followers, 4 million subscribers. I've known you for years, and you have a successful brand, Dominique Cosmetics. How old is Dominique Cosmetics now?
We are 3 years old.
Oh my God.
We're toddlers.
It's still so crazy. I remember when you started and it was like, wow.
What the hell?
And you're just jumping into it.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I think the full circle moment for me was my launch party. Like when I first launched, our first palette was the latte palette. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was there. My mom was there. All my family. And that moment was so impactful in my life. And this is when I realized like, wow, I'm here. Because when I first moved to LA from Houston, we moved in a U-Haul and we rode from Texas all the way to California, 24 hours. And we got a one bedroom apartment and we were like risking it all basically. And then from there, like the second year, we got a two bedroom apartment. We're like, okay, we think we could do this. We're still out here. We're making it. And then to go from that all the way to latte and having the brand and being in the condo, being your neighbor, like that was so like, wow, we've really made it out here.
We're now you in a big ass house, girl.
Now we're in a house. Yeah, but it was a really cool moment.
Yeah, it's crazy. When you started, you know, being a content creator and then seeing like the growth and like the LA and the production, and did you ever think that you would end up where you are today with Dominique?
When I first moved to LA, I was scared. I think the first year I wanted to move back because it was almost like overwhelming because of the content, the quality. And like, I was around several really like influencers that were already big. And so it was a little intimidating at the time. But I think because I'm a very resilient person and I just keep going and we made it. And I'm just like, I don't give up, you know? So I think I acclimated to my environment really well. So I'm kind of really happy that I stuck it out and stayed out here. But what was the question?
That was it. I think like did you ever think that you would end up here, like with Dominique Cosmetics?
Not at first. I was like, let me go back home. But then I realized, you know, I came out here for this. Why would I go step back and just go back to my regular life as an insurance rep and doing things that really didn't make me happy? So yeah, I stuck it out and I didn't think I would be here, but here we are and I'm loving every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because everyone that I've spoke to like on the podcast, like when I look at them, I don't think anyone is prepared or anyone knows what the future lies ahead for them. The good, the bad, the ugly. it's just crazy because that's what life is all about. It's just the unexpected. But I think taking life by the horns and understanding your identity. And that's what I like love about each and every one of the guests. Like you, you're so unique in your identity. And it's so crazy because we're in the same fucking space like as influencers. But I do not look one inch of Kristen Dominique as much as I would love to look snatched and skinny, sickening mother. But it's just so funny because every time I meet someone new and I'm like, oh, or I come across your page and they find out you have a son, you probably get it all the time. They're like,
she's a mom.
That's his sister. That's so crazy. And I'm like, yes, she's a fucking mom. Like, can you believe it too? Like, sickening. Like, you guys look like siblings. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had him young. But, you know, we kind of were growing up together. And that's kind of cool.
That's cool. Do you said resilient before. Like, looking back at the young Chris and Dominique that moved here, do you see any other qualities that you had then that allowed you to move forward in your success?
I think just my driven is like a big thing for me. I was always very ambitious and driven, and I just don't stop. You know, even if I do, like maybe something fails, I don't give up. Like, I'm like, okay, there's a positive way out of this. Like, I can utilize this to make this something. So this situation and make it something better. So I've always had that mindset, and I think that might have been part of why I'm here today, because I just don't stop.
It's crazy. Like going through the pictures, like I was like, oh my God, me and Kristen go way back. Girl, we look so young. And I remember collabing with you, and I was just visiting and I was staying with Ronnie on his couch at the time. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to do a video with Kristen Dominique and she's going to let me do her makeup. And it was just such a crazy thing. And little did I know that we would both have brands. We would both.
Hey, everything that you create, I know this is about me right now, but everything you create is gold. Like, it's such good quality products. I just want to point.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Like, it's just amazing to see like your fans and just the what I remember most, I think it was like a Gen Beauty, like one of them, just like seeing your subscribers like wait in line for you and seeing the type of girls that like get to know you. And I was like, that's what her subscribers look like. You know, it's just so cute because mine is like boys, drag queens, like older women, like Brenda looking people, you know? So it was just kind of funny. But then I would see all these like young, shy, soft-spoken girls that want to be aspiring. And it was just like so cool because you have this like kawaii quality, like girl next door. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cool that she resonates with these people. And you have such a soft, like spoken voice. And I could see why Michelle wanted to work with you. Michelle being Michelle Phan. Can you tell everyone about your relationship with her and how did that start?
So I actually really looked up to Michelle Phan. I still do. She's amazing. Her brand is amazing and everything. But I remember being so inspired by her. And I think her team reached out to me and I was meeting her for the first time once they already hired me and everything. And I, my first day on the job, we were in the office. Like, we would have to edit and film in the office from 9 to 5 at that time, back in the old times. And I remember seeing her for the first time, and I swear I was going to faint. Like, I felt my whole body, like, I just was an outer body experience. I was numb. And I was like, oh my God, I'm about to faint. Cause I couldn't believe I was seeing her for the first time, but she's so down to earth and so nice. It makes me feel so comfortable. So, but she's really cool. I mean, she's always been very supportive and I'm Michelle's amazing. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, for us that started, you started what? 2013, 2014?
2014.
Yeah. I started my channel 2013, but started posting 2014. It's crazy just to see like who were our inspiration then, and it was like like two, like Michelle Phan and her massive business and other entrepreneurs at that time, because no one really took us seriously. And now we have beauty brands, you know, and we're.
And now it's us.
Yeah, now it's us, like years later. All right, y'all, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, The Inky List. When I tell you, makeup has been my obsession for years. I have done makeup for over 10 years. You guys know I love beating my face down, baking my face. But with that comes like broken, dehydrated skin because I'm always washing my face and shaving my face. But over the years, I have become obsessed with skincare. And when I go shopping for skincare, it's literally so intimidating, but The Inky List has literally educated me in customizing my skincare for me. When you go to their website, it's so cool. You can build a recipe for yourself. You can answer a couple questions. There's a quiz that takes literally 2 minutes of your day to set your skin up for success for 2022, for the next few months, because I know everyone out there loves makeup, like loves beating their face, but I feel like when you have bad skin or skin you don't know how to work with, especially when your skin is so different than everybody else, The Inky List is there to help you. Also, they have launched two brand new products, the Hyaluronic Acid Cleanser and also their Omega Water Cream. These two together, the cleanser and the moisturizer, really, really quench a thirst for your skin. It's just so delicious and yummy. And for me, I know for all of you out there, we're probably in a different location than me, but anywhere you go, I feel like hydration is the number one thing for your skin. The Hyaluronic Acid Cleanser literally helps me, especially after wearing makeup or to start my day, especially if I went out drinking the night before. This is designed to keep your skin fresh and hydrated for up to 48 hours, and it really cleans your skin. So this is perfect for day and perfect for night, and it literally melts all the makeup away and really cleans the deep pores, especially around my nose area, because you guys know this nostril area around the nose is like the most difficult area to cleanse, just because I got big nostrils, and it literally melts everything off. And I just feel so confident when taking off my makeup after I use makeup remover. This really comes in so, so good. Also, hyaluronic acid is a key ingredient to glowy skin. And if you guys are not using hyaluronic acid for your skin, get it now. But this being in a cleanser with hyaluronic acid, this is literally so perfect for literally everyone. And also, their Omega Water Cream, it's a lightweight moisturizer that literally locks in all of the hydration. So, you know, when you step out the shower and then you pat everything dry, including your face, the first thing you want to do before brushing your teeth or putting on your underwear is this moisturizer. I want to tell you, this is literally my routine before folding my bed, putting on my underwear, getting dressed. Moisturizer is the first thing right out the shower that I put on, just because my skin literally sucks up all the AC and my skin gets so tight and dry, and that's not what I want for this year, especially as I'm getting older. I'm in my 30s, if you guys didn't know. If you want hydrated skin, head over to theinkylist.com to purchase your hyaluronic acid cleanser and Omega Water Cream right now. And don't forget, knowledge is your most powerful ingredient.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from drugs and alcohol 6 years ago, I've been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you. From how to achieve optimal health, well-being, and fulfillment, to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures, I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
But it's crazy. Could you talk about like what's your balance like with your life? Because I know you're a person with such compassion and empathy, and you soak in emotions, and I could just see it like in like even just talking to you about like, you know, certain topics and subjects about anything about life, and you just really are such a compassionate person. And how do you turn it on to when it comes to business, and how do you turn it off when it comes to being a mom and not being the Kristen Dominique online? Like, how do you know how to do that?
I think that compassion, I feel like I don't turn it off. I carry that from my home life into my business. But when it comes to, I think for me, what I would have to like turn on and off is being like, okay, let's just put this for an example. Caesar is more of the strict parent and I'm more lenient. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning how to be more like you know, you had you disciplinary and just like, you know, not being so like, okay, it'll be fine. He didn't mean it, you know, mm-hmm. or like my business as well is, you know, learning how to be a little bit more like Caesar, just mm-hmm. more business mindset where you take a little bit of that emotion out of it. And it's more of a business mindset. So I think that is something that I've had to learn how to navigate in my family and business.
Because it's so funny because Caesar is like always behind the scenes and slowly his ass started coming on camera.
Yeah. You know?
And then I was like, that's why she's so sickening and has this business. Because Caesar is there to be the assertive, like strict
yeah.
you know, partner.
A big part of it. He is an amazing businessman. He comes from his first business. Well, he didn't. Dominique is his first business, but I think he came from AT&T being the manager of like so many different AT&Ts, and he has a business degree now. And like he was my first manager as an influencer. And so he's always had that like business savviness in mind. And I've always kind of looked up to that from him. And so with Dominique Cosmetics, he is like everything that I've ever wanted in a business partner. You know, mm-hmm. he always has my, you know, our best interest in mind when it comes to the business and our partners. So I've learned a lot from him. What was the question?
That's totally good. No, because I feel like what I was asking, like, what do you have to, like, what do you want to learn? And I like being, because you're so compassionate and like Caesar.
Yes, that
yeah,
more.
Yeah. He is that assertive one too. Mm-hmm. I love that about Caesar because I remember you were my neighbor like in the building and then yeah. you became like a neighbor like 5 minutes away. And so I would still go over and we would just talk about, we would always talk about business because I feel like no one, I think, from our own families would not know how to navigate this type of thing. But I think when it comes to really being successful, just understanding when to clock in, when to clock out, who to hire, who to fire, how to just make shit pop off.
Right. Yeah. He's definitely been my teacher in all this. I've learned a lot from him. And I think he learned a lot from me when it comes to the more emotional aspect. And so it just makes a really good balance in our relationships, business and personal. So it's good.
The one thing that makes me laugh the most when I think about me and Peter giggle all the time about you and Caesar, because we're like, we blink. It's like that meme. Bus, plane, another bus, plane, another bus. Because me and Peter are like, they did what now? They are in Disney. And then I call you and you're like, oh, we cut that trip short. We're in Puerto Vallarta. And then it's like, we're not there. We're in LA. We're going to go to Mykonos. We're going to go. I'm like, oh my God. You guys like have this like spontaneous like travel. And
yes.
I think because me, you know, we would be on these brand trips. I think me and Peter have a PTSD of like go content.
Go.
But you guys go for leisure, pleasure, mm-hmm. like recharging. And I feel like I'm understanding now it's okay for us to travel and to enjoy because Peter and I, you remember we were going on so many trips back in the day it was like content, glam.
Time.
Make sure my lashes stay on. We're going to skydive on this bitch. Like, it's so crazy.
Exactly. And how crazy that sounds is exactly what it was. And I guess I just adjusted to it because that's what we do in our normal life. Like, honestly, we're always on the go. And
did you go skydiving too?
I did. I went skydiving.
You did. Mm-hmm. I think I remember it was you and me. We were like, are you going to go? And then we're like,
I was
are
so
you?
Scared.
Me too, bitch. We were all scared. It was just so fun.
It was so wild. And I don't think I'd do it again because I was in midair. Like as soon as we dropped from the plane, I screamed and I could hear my scream. But then all of a sudden nothing could come out of my
yes,
mouth.
I remember. Yes. I remember
because
like, there was
tears.
So much air. Like just going
for like a second, I couldn't breathe. It was just tears. I don't know if I was in shock, but then it came back, and I was like, "Ah!" It was like,
yeah.
"Okay." It was beautiful because it was Hawaii. Like the view was.
Yes, that was with Tarte.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But so I don't think it's on. I checked it off my bucket list. I'm good.
Can you talk about Dominique Cosmetics and what the brand is, who the brand is? Because it's your last name.
It's my middle name.
Your
actually.
Middle name. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So my last name is Caesar's last name, yes. which is not close to that.
Uh-huh.
But so my middle name is Dominique. My grandmother named me Dominique. She was a big part of my life too. But Dominique Cosmetics was started because I was ready for the next journey and chapter in my life in the beauty space. And I had, you know, thankfully we have, you know, YouTube earnings and sponsorships. And I was like, I'm ready to take this into the next phase of my life and have something that's long lasting, that's tangible to my followers, and a little piece of me, a little piece of my passion that I can keep going or growing. I think that at the time, and still is, like, I love creating content. I'm a content creator, but I was ready to create something else that was, you know, I was really proud of. And yeah, so I created Dominique Cosmetics. I think I've always wanted to create this brand since I was a young makeup artist. So I started really young makeup artist. I started in, I didn't get paid for it, but let me just tell you this little bit. So my makeup journey started from my under eye circles. Before that, obviously I was following my mom's makeup routine and like putting on my dolls, but it didn't really start until middle school. I was getting negative comments all the time about my under eye circles all the time. I was getting kind of bullied about it, and I had enough. I was like, my confidence was very low at the time. And, I had enough with myself feeling like this. So I was like, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. I grabbed my mom's yellow, it was bright yellow concealer, and I put it on under my eyes. I didn't tell anybody, I didn't tell my mom or anything. I walked out of the house, and I swear when I walked into school, everyone treated me different. In my head, I was like, I felt so like people were more engaged with me. Like they would talk to me more. I would talk to them. And I honestly just felt the transformative power of makeup at that time. And I don't think it was so much about the way other people were treating me. It's the way I felt about myself. Like I felt more outspoken, more confident. And that's when it started, and it sparked my interest in like this beauty industry and beauty journey. And from there, that's when I started being the locker room makeup artist. They were like, oh my God, you look so different. There's a huge difference. Like, can you do my makeup? Can you use my makeup? So I was doing everyone's makeup in middle school in the locker room, like I was an artist. So that transferred to high school. And then outside of high school, it's like, okay, let me just start charging a little bit. So I would do freelance. But ever since I was a young freelance artist, I knew that I wanted my own product because I would customize everything I used. And when I used a palette, I was like, you know, I didn't have a lot of money back then. So I used like all my money on these, like maybe like one expensive palette, and I couldn't multi-purpose the eyeshadows, and I wanted to. So I knew I wanted to create something that was a multi-purpose pan size that simplified my routine whenever I did makeup. So that was my thought process always with my brand. And that's how I've created my multi-purpose palettes now that I have to simplify any beauty routine. That has always been the core of the brand. Mm-hmm. And also because of my story starting from a place of insecurity, I always wanted that motivational messaging and confident messaging about confidence in the products. Even when I create content on my YouTube channel, ever since I started, I always have a motivational message at the end of the video. Whoever's watching can take that little piece with them and have it just linger in their head. It's almost like affirmations, like a positive affirmation, because beauty is more, you know, than what's on the surface.
Right.
It's really about what's inside. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Dominique Cosmetics was created.
I love that. When it comes to getting to a place of like having an amazing brand like Dominique Cosmetics, like getting that support like from Caesar or other people in middle school, how did you explain to people like this job? Because I know for me, my parents were like, what the hell are you doing? Like looking like a drag queen like in there. Did Caesar and eventually Jaden get like what you did, and your mom and your family?
I think my family were a little more like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to move out to LA to do this? Like, you're going to make money from it? They were confused. But Caesar, for some reason, he's always had a really good eye for this stuff. And he was like, I was trying to hide that I was doing YouTube videos. I was so embarrassed. And then finally, whenever I actually, I don't want to go off on a different story, but the reason why I started creating these videos like consistently was because at a portion of my life, in my mid-20s, I'd say, I was going to school full-time, working full-time. I'm a full-time mom. And I was freelancing, you know, doing my passion. But I had to stop one so that I could be a better mom and further my education is how I was thinking back then. Not so much my passion and what I loved. So I let it go. And I feel like my clients knew that I was letting go something that was really special to me. And they were like, why don't you continue to do YouTube? And you can practice that way and you'll be at home. And, you know, that way you're not letting it go. So that's how I started doing it consistently in 2012 is when I started doing YouTube videos consistently. So when they noticed I was doing videos, Caesar was like, why don't we get you like a good camera? So maybe that'll help. So he went to go take me and get me a camera. And then he's just always been really supportive. And he's like, yeah, maybe, you know, this could be something bigger. And then, you know, Ipsy approached me on Facebook, kind of awkward, but they approached me on Facebook and they were like, would you be interested in being a stylist for us? Like you would make content every month with our bag and you can create your own content in like a high quality setting. And I thought it was crazy. I was like, oh my God, no. I was like, I'm going to school. I'm doing this. I'm just going to try to do the normal life. But Caesar caught it. He was like, actually, I saw that message. He's like, you should give it a chance. So just what they have to say. So we took a call and that call changed my life because they said, you know, they gave me a price that I would be out there for and it was enough to take a chance. It wasn't a lot. It really was not a lot, but it was enough to take a chance and try it out. So I said, no, Caesar said, yes, let's do it. He's the thing is we had just bought a house and we would have to put the house up for rent. And we did it and we just went out there and took the risk. And I'm so glad that I have him as my support system because he's taught me to be a risk taker and go for what I truly love and believe in.
Yeah, it's crazy just listening to your story because a lot of influencer success happens from taking risks, being bold, doing crazy, if we're jumping out of a plane with Tarte Cosmetics or launching your own beauty brand with your own freaking money or working with investors like me, it's just all a freaking risk. And I remember too, when I was doing that little Nick's Face Awards thing, they was like, you're going to get $10,000 if you make it into the top six. I was like, baby, I have one more round till I get into the top six. And I'm going to make this money. I made it to the top six. I didn't win the $25,000. And I thought $10,000 was enough to make it in LA. Meanwhile, it was only a few months worth of rent. And I had to figure out how to do that. But a part of that was taking one thing like that check and multiplying it into other opportunities and eventually having a brand. But I mean, it sounds much easier than that. But risk, I think, is a big thing. And I'm sure, I feel like with you and me, we like, there's so many emotions at each step of our journey. Because I feel like you and me were like, okay, we're excited. We're scared. We're like, what's the fucking worst thing that's going to happen? And then we're like, okay, we did it.
We're here.
It's done. Oh my God. I remember when you did your first shoot, it was at at Ipsy. I came to surprise you at your shoot. You were doing the swatches on the floor with a poster board. Mm-hmm. I think Demir was shooting it, I think, back in the day.
Yep.
It was just cool. I was just like in awe. I was like, I'm going to surprise my friend. She's launching her brand. Like no one sees it, but she invited me. I remember meeting your hairstylist.
Yeah.
And you were shooting it. And I was just like, oh my gosh,
this is crazy how much we evolved from and how much we've actually been through all together. Like you've seen the growth actually of me, myself, my son, like you've seen it all. It's so
you were in my first music video too in the Gothic Glam. I was like, I want all these people that mean a lot to me in the video. I was like, Kristen, can you be in the video? And you were like one of the students and it was just so cool to have you in that and to see a little bit of me. And it's just crazy. Let's talk about friendships. I mean, because we keep talking about friendships. Like, do you feel like it's it's even today for to start out today, it's important to be friends of people in the community because there's not really like a playbook.
No, there isn't. You kind of have to figure it out on your own. But I definitely think friendships are very important just for you to, especially in what we're doing. Like it's very interesting and rare, even though we're surrounded by it, me and you, Patrick, but it's rare to be an influencer, like as influencer as a business, you know? And so I think it's cool to have people around you that are like, you know, doing the same things that you are and you can relate to. And having that like friend to just talk it out with, like me and you, like deals, brands, like situations, content creation, like all of that. It's so nice to have someone to talk about that with.
Yeah, it's so crazy because like at the end of the day, when we think that there's like managers or like lawyers, they don't do what the fuck we do, bitch. Like they're not putting on the makeup. They're not editing it. They're not voicing it over. They're not typing the caption and hitting upload. So like, there's something about knowing someone else that does that has the same process that you do in terms of like workload. Because I mean, everyone can manage like the legal and all the business side of things. But I think for to empathize, especially your capacity and your bandwidth too, because sometimes it feels like a lot. Did you ever have a time where you felt like you were about to burn out or like be crazy? Because I feel like as YouTubers coming from the 2014 to 2017 era, bitch, we was just like on that bicycle, just pedaling for our lives.
Yeah. I mean, we like posting 2 videos a week now and then doing Instagram content. And
plus
now
the events, bitch. Talk, remember those?
Events and trips. And it's just like all you're always going. And it's like, yeah, you get burnt out. I for sure had my moments and at times still do where I'm like, you know what? I got to take a second to breathe and just live life for a second so that I can be the best that I can be with what I'm doing. I definitely have had to take my breaks.
It was crazy because, girl, one sickening memory that I have with you, bitch, was going to Kim Kardashian's house.
Oh my God.
Remember?
I was like,
what are you wearing?
And you were in the show, Patrick.
Oh, bitch.
I was right next to you, and yeah. the video didn't catch me, but my hair maybe. But I was like, Patrick's in the show.
So crazy. But I remember I was calling you like, it would be kind of a thing, but I think we were at a time and place where we would be like invited to get like mostly invited to beauty stuff together. So I was like, are you? And then we were like, do you want to go together? And then we're like, I'm going to wear black. You're going to wear black. We took a picture like in the hall, right out here on the white. Oh my God. It was just so funny. Like, and then going there. And then remember we had to run to the car to go to Jacqueline's party right after. Yeah, and then Karen and Sydney hopped in the car with us, I think.
That was just insane. And to meet like the Kardashians in person and Chris, and you've worked so closely with them now, like you're another level with them.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, it was like going back to that excitement, that very initial excitement, and that was so cool.
And then my ass went home and I filmed that fucking video, girl, in the same turban, the same thing. I did launched those little sticks.
You're such
I don't know how I did it, but it's just crazy. And recently, I think in June, I literally hit my limit and I burned out. It was just like, I went to the hospital. It was crazy. Like I couldn't manage. Do you share with Jaden or Caesar, like in your family, like, listen, mommy's tired, or like 1 second, or like, hey, Caesar, I need like a day. Like, what is that like for you? And how do you communicate that to your team?
You know what? I don't think I've ever done that. And I've never told them like, I need a moment. I think I internalize a lot of it. And I'm just like, I'm going to just take a break. Not tell anybody, but this is what's happening inside. I don't know why. I think because I don't want them to feel pressured or like, oh my God, what's going on? Because I am like the creator of everything that we're doing. And so I've always just kind of internalized it, but thank you for this therapy session because now I know what I need to work on. But yeah, I definitely, that's something I need to work on, but so that I do take my breaks.
Right. But you, do you know what I feel is really, it's not noticeable, but I think being in your personal life, I think what people could maybe apply in their space and workspace is that you, having ever since came from Texas all the way to LA, have always had a place like to work and edit separately. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that in your career, you always have like a separate space. Like mm-hmm. you had your smaller office, that your first office.
Yeah.
Now you have your big office. And mm-hmm. I think for you, that's kind of like a way to switch your mind on and off when to do that. And I feel like Kristen has always had a separate space. And I know not everyone has that opportunity in their life starting out, but mm-hmm. even just to have like a section, is it a desk? Is it a chair?
Yes.
Is it in front of a window? Like just to know, like for me, I think when I started YouTube, I was like, never work in the bed. Like I made it a thing. Like I cannot work and edit in my bed. I know a lot of YouTubers edit in the bed with their yeah. laptop or on their couch. I have to sit at a desk.
Yeah.
I have to work on a desktop. It's crazy. I gave up the laptop life, I think, years ago. Like, I don't have a laptop like, anymore. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't think I've ever said that. I thought
about desktop it all the time.
All the time. That's yeah, good. All the time.
It forces you to separate everything.
Yeah, to separate, because I feel like that was stressing me out, like having a laptop, emails, working on the counter or something. I feel like, you know, I have a little office now, so I go there to the desk. I'll edit with my producer, Dez. And mm-hmm. we'll just go through the videos, or I'll talk with Peter. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just like my phone and my iPad, because on top of all the other damn apps that we got to worry about, TikTok and all that, it's yeah. just like crazy. But
it is.
But you like having that separation in that space.
I do. I think, and you know that you pointed that out, I've always had made a space separate for content creation and editing apart from my life, even my family life, because even when I lived in that one bedroom apartment when I first started, I would go into the bedroom and like nothing else would, like my family was outside. Like this was the time where I could just focus and then separate that. And now I'm back into mom life, like making dinner, you know, doing things together. So yeah, I've always kind of separated where I work, and it helps balance my thoughts and my life a little bit more.
What does Jaden think? Now, is he so used to the camera? Because it was just so mm-hmm. funny. Like, it's almost like, what does Nora think of Kim Kardashian? But what does Jaden think of, like, mom being a YouTuber? Like, it's just so normal. He grew up with it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he was one or two when I was, like, posting randomly. I have videos that are hidden that he's in, like, babbling in the background. So he was really young. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think he thinks it's kind of cool. And I think some of his, like, some people from his school know who I am. And I think he just thinks it's a really cool thing. He's inspired for sure. And mm-hmm. yeah.
And he wants to get into it.
He does. His personality is very much like mine. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, we're a little bit more like low key, but we really are able to show ourselves like when it comes to like one-on-one with the camera. And he wants to do that. He wants to be able to do like use his voice in that way. And I think it's cool.
It's so funny just seeing him so small and then growing up into it. And then I remember when we were around together a lot, he was always on his iPad. And I was like, let me ask this little man, like, what's it like? What are the kids like? So I can like adjust. And I was always
adjust to the times.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey, what game are you playing? Are you on Twitch? Like, what yes. are you doing? And that was my kind of way. Like, anytime I get the chance to talk to someone that's 10 or 15 or younger, I kind of ask, like, what are the kids watching nowadays? Because then that's my future. You know?
It really is. It's cool that he's just right there so I can ask him like, so what is everybody watching? What's trending? He knows.
Really? So he yeah. knows about Lil Nas and the yes. Doja Cat
yes.
and the Renegade and mm-hmm. the Retrogrades and all that.
Right? Yeah, the Retrogrades.
That's so crazy. Does he share with you like trends?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
On social, if he notices something on YouTube, or he's really good with analytics, it's so weird. He's like, oh, I noticed that you did this today, or this video did this much, or your short went to here. Maybe you should try this. He's good like with the back end. So I'm like, you want to be my manager?
That's a little Caesar back there.
Right? That's Caesar. That's in the so making.
Funny. That's so funny. Being on YouTube as long as, or on social media as long as me, what is your opinion on this, the dawn of the new digital? being TikTok? Short. Like, what do you think? And shorts short on YouTube.
Videos. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that it's, for one, I think it's cool because it's short. It's like quick gratification. Like you get what you want to learn, laugh, or cry about like instantly, which is cool. But I do miss like putting in the time and time to watch a full video on YouTube. And I really like them as well. Just like sitting there, getting to know the person, why they're doing the makeup, about their family life. Because on TikTok and Reels, you really don't get that unless you're making a quick little reel about your life.
A 3 minute versus like our old videos, girl, be like 20 to 25 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's cool. I mean, it's always evolving. Now they want to be entertained. They want to have knowledge in the
shock
same
value,
shock and interest and inspired all in one video in 6 or however many seconds, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it's so different now. But
whereas on evolved. YouTube, like I'm going to do an intro.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to take a shower. Like you're a morning routines girl. We're always viral. Like, hi, good morning, guys. Pulling the duvet covers over, jumping in the slippers. That is like iconic.
God,
that is iconic, Kristen Dominique. Then I'm gonna make a latte. Then I'm gonna go bring it to my desk. Yeah. Then I'm gonna edit. Then I'm gonna make breakfast. It was like so that, but do that in 30 seconds.
In seconds. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's different.
I feel like for me, like I think being an influencer. This is going to sound like a stretch. It's almost like an athlete, like where my body was used to doing social media a certain way, where I would sit in front of the lights, turn the lights on, get in front of the mic, make sure the sound is on the memory card and do all this work and then show up and do a beautiful look and then pose for B-roll and then all that. And then I did a TikTok with a few TikTokers and they're doing numbers right now. And I'm like, that's all we have to do? Like, is there nothing more? And I'm like, because I feel like I'm missing a piece.
Right.
Of it. I'm like, that was it?
That's exactly how I feel, Patrick. I'm like, how did I get this many views with like way less time, way less effort?
Girl, I could sneeze and the TikTok will be done. Like there's so much, like the trend, the sound, the this and that. But I feel like it's something that I have to like adapt to and just be so spontaneous and less produced because I think I got addicted to like the production value and the lights, camera, action of it all and what it once became because it's like a stage production, like a theater. And I love that.
You love theater.
That, like that theater and that value and the spotlight and stuff. And that's, I feel like I get my gratification through one size, but on YouTube, I felt like it was becoming, the audience kept becoming too numb.
Right.
And too like bored of that pretty classic. People just want to see you busted, you know, like.
They do. They just want real life nowadays and they have to want to care about your real life and want to see it.
Yes, guys, comment on my picture with Chris and Dominique on our Instagram. Say yes to the guest and tell me if you guys think that you guys want production or you guys want raw, busted, boogers out, titties out, braless content. And
we'll I would see. Love. We'll I can't wait to see what they write.
Going back to your brand and your business, do you feel like the same type of content thrives for? Do you parallel that content too? Being raw or do you still stick more produced and more commercial when it comes to like your brand content?
You know, I think that's something that's changing. I think when I first started, it was very much production, lighting,
Instaglam.
Studio lighting.
Yes.
Now I'm rebranding. I don't know if you were aware of that, but our brand colors are changing. Our logo has changed and we're rebranding. And next year, I'm so excited for that to come out. But it's going to be more natural lighting. And if you notice now on our Instagram, it's not as highly produced. It's more real. And it's like, it's not like everything is perfect in studio lighting and everything's like one tone. So it's multidimensional and just real. And I think that's what people want to see nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's a reflection of who you are as a person and finding that aesthetic for your brand too.
Right.
It's not going to come overnight. Because I remember when you introduced your new office and you were like, look at the new, you know, tagline and the new office. And I was like, oh my God, it's coming together. Like the inspirational quotes and the color waves are changing and mm-hmm. your huge pans, girl. Like it's just cool to see your brand evolve. And in terms of developing like your own unique DNA and aesthetic, where do you find your inspiration?
I think that I use my personal past history of why I got into beauty as my inspiration. That's why I use motivational quotes and like being an artist and trial and error with that, having bigger pant sizes, that kind of all inspired my brand. I think when I first started, I wasn't thinking of color theme, honestly. I was like the product, the process, like I want it to be, you know, formulation. But I wasn't thinking like, how do these colors represent who I am and the story that I'm telling? It was more like, oh, this is like chic and black and rose gold, it's, you know, elevated. And so now it's more mauve and like a light gray and soft black, something that's more, that has more light and love in it that really represents who we are and where I come from. So yeah, it's definitely evolved. And I think it's okay to trial and error and change up your ways until you find what's right.
It's so funny because when you talk about your brand and trial and error when it comes to like the DNA of your actual beauty brand, girl, you and me and every other influencer was going through trial and error with our own looks, girl. We had blonde hair, short hair, big turban, small turban, like big heels, little heels, YSLs, you know, like Fashion Nova. I feel like just like anyone that's listening on their personal style journey, like mm-hmm. your brand journey will be the same too. And don't feel like, I mean, obviously we want everything to be as perfect as can be. Mm-hmm. But once you start to see it walk and talk and how people react to it, that hopefully helps your aesthetic, right?
Right.
Like your customers and what they're reacting to and the packaging.
For sure.
Like that's and the formulas. Oh. It's, yeah. Because
your demographic.
Like, your demographic too. Did you look to your Instagram and your YouTube? Like what are good tools for people to understand who their demographic would be, big or small?
I think for sure I looked to my initial thought was to look to YouTube and Instagram. What's that demographic look like? And these are the people that I'm going to be speaking to and those are going to be my consumers. So I think that's the best way. And then over time, I realized, you know, now Dominique Cosmetics has it's slightly different actually, which is awesome because they know the brand versus there are people that follow the brand and love the products and don't know who I am. And I'm completely fine with that because that is my goal. I want the brand alone, you know, and they have their own demographic. So it's nice. You got to start somewhere. And that's for sure I started on my, you know, personal YouTube and Instagram.
I love like one thing recently. Well, this was kind of like an ideology that I was saying to my team to like move forward, you know, like with what you're saying is like you want your brand to stand alone. I would say less me, more we.
Right.
Because two things, I can have some motherfucking time for myself to chill. And number two, the more consumers that may not know who I specifically am can resonate it because they're seeing more representation in the brand. So I was like, I need a break. And number two, the whole gondola or the whole display and the website cannot be just my face because there's more to who we represent
right.
in terms of being a brand. And that's what I wanted to capture. So I feel like that's what other, you know, in the 2015, 16, 17, that like collabs, like it was all about the influencer, it was all about them, it was their channel, their YouTube.
Right.
But I think I think that works for like a collaboration,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like for a brand, like you want multiple types of people to resonate with that certain brand. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of it through the LGBTQ community, which was so surprising because I would have drag queens be like, go off, sis, your powder foundation or these lashes. Yes, it's like so crazy, so cool. It's just like, oh, okay, work. You know, their little liner in their bag or or something. Do you get shocked when people have your stuff in their bag and they're like, oh my God, look.
So cool. Yeah. To see that they actually, whether it's like, you know, a follower of mine or like a fellow friend influencer, I'm just like, you just have my lip gloss. Like no big deal. Like no big deal. Just hanging in there. It's so cool to see that. I mean, people actually like and use your products. And I love your powder, Patrick.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing. It's taken over thank all my you. Other powders.
Oh my gosh, I love your glosses. I was obsessed with the 3D logo on your blushes and how Lucite or like that clear packaging was. And then the women empowerment with the graphic and design on that was so cool. It's just like it's so spontaneous too. And I love it. It's so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so crazy. We have a segment called Doing the Most. Are you ready to play?
Oh, let's play.
Doing the most, bitch. All right. Who do you think is doing the most?
Myself.
You can say yourself.
Literally.
People have said themselves, yes. Yes. What do you have going on now?
We have a new launch coming out. And I think that with everything that we're launching this year, it's already done. Like, I'm already in 2023, I feel like literally doing the most in my aspect, in my head.
Wow.
And then creating like the content that I'm creating. It's a lot, but yeah, I would definitely dominate myself as doing the most.
Love it. What means the most to you?
Family.
Family.
Family and love. Support.
You're going to kill me.
What?
When were you the most messy?
When was I the most messy? I think we all had our moments, right? I feel like, I think when I was in the most mess, I guess I could say that.
Yes.
Was probably in around 2017. I think it was 2017. And I think that's when everybody was just like blowing up. Heads are blowing up. We're all like, oh my God.
It was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, 2017 was definitely so crazy for us. What's the most expensive thing you have?
The most expensive thing? Let's see. I would have to say my cars. They have two Porsches. One is black and that's Caesar has like the gas car. I have the white Taycan. I would have to say those together would be my biggest purchases.
I love it. I can't wait for y'all to pick me up. If it's one thing that is Caesar or Kristen, I always ride with you guys.
You do.
If it's not a Tesla, it's a Porsche. If it's not a Porsche, it's something luxurious. Yeah. And I can only hope I can fit in the back. I love it.
We'll pick you up. Let's go to Javier's.
I love it. Let's go. Let's go. Well, thank you so much, Kristen Dominique. I'm so proud of you. I'm so honored to know you and grow with you in this industry of beauty. And thank you so much for chatting with me today on Say Yes to the Guest.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, be sure to follow Kristen Dominique on social media. Follow Dominique Cosmetics. Subscribe, TikTok. Check her out. Check the family out. And support a boss ass bitch and my friend. Love you.
Love you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Say Yes to the Guest. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and follow at Say Yes to the Guest on all social platforms. Remember, you are successful. Now go out and be the bad bitch you truly are. Can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye.